WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Ever feel like you're in a never-ending race? You know that feeling constantly checking Instagram, seeing everyone else seemingly living their best lives, and then BAM. Your own life suddenly feels inadequate. Trust me, I get it. We're all human, wired to compare ourselves to others. It's practically hardwired into our brains. But here's the thing. That comparison game is a total sucker punch. It steals your joy, drains your energy, and keeps you from truly appreciating your own unique journey. This ain't about becoming an arrogant hermit who lives in blissful ignorance. It's about shifting your focus inwards, embracing your strengths, and celebrating the amazing individual you already are. Okay, so how do we break free from this comparison trap? How do we stop feeling like we're constantly playing catch-up? Let me share 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game. First off, remember everyone's on their own path. You wouldn't compare a mountain climber to a marathon runner, right? They're both striving for something amazing, but their goals and challenges are completely different. Same goes for us. People have different strengths, weaknesses, experiences, and dreams. Don't let someone else's highlight reel fool you. Next up, focus on your own progress. That daily workout, that finished project, mastering a new skill, these are all wins worth celebrating. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, challenges, and days when you just want to crawl back into bed. But keep pushing forward. Each step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goals. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we don't have. Instead, try shifting your perspective and focusing on the good stuff. Those little things that make life amazing, a warm cup of coffee, a laugh with a friend, the sunshine on your face, these are all precious gifts. Make a conscious effort to appreciate them every day. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, practice understanding and forgiveness. Remember, you're human, and that means being imperfectly perfect. Lastly, remember your values. What truly matters to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Align your actions with your values and let them guide your decisions. This will help you stay true to yourself and create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Picture this. You're scrolling through social media, bombarded by seemingly perfect lives, lavish vacations, picture-perfect families, flawless bodies. Suddenly, you start doubting your own worth, feeling inadequate about your work, your relationships, even your wardrobe choices. That voice in your head whispers, you'll never be as successful / beautiful / happy as them. Sound familiar? This is where comparison can really mess with your mindset. But here's the thing. Remember that social media is a highlight reel, not real life. Those carefully curated photos and captions often hide the struggles, the anxieties, the behind-the-scenes messiness we all experience. Don't let those filtered versions of reality steal your joy. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. So, remember these key takeaways. You're not alone in this comparison game, but you can choose to write the script. Focus on your own progress, practice gratitude, cultivate self-compassion, and align your actions with your values. By doing so, you'll find that true happiness comes from within, not from comparing yourself to others. This is about reclaiming your power, embracing your unique journey, and becoming the best version of yourself. And hey, remember, I'm right here with you every step of the way. So keep pushing forward, keep growing, and let's conquer this comparison game together. Ready to ditch the comparison trap? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Tell me what resonates most with you from today's episode, or even share a time when you caught yourself comparing and how you managed to shift your perspective. And if you found value in this episode, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with stoic wisdom and practical tips for living a more fulfilling life. Stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.